He's the director of regional psychological services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on 1320 WYLS and 1320WYLS.com. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Good morning, Dr. Braccio. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Rich. How about yourself? Hope you're in a good mood also today.
I kind of am. It's been a good start to the day so far. I can't complain. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about those of us who are non-managers at our jobs and how we can be leaders without threatening managers or even other coworkers for that matter. How do we find that balance there, John, where you have a lot of experience at a certain position, but you're not a manager and you're not threatening anyone? How do you go about things?
Well, a few things. I think you have to communicate clearly and sincerely. Obviously, you have to make yourself a person who's sought out. Okay, even if you're not aiming for that, but if you have the information, you have the ability to problem solve, then you can be there and you can be available, and you will find that a good leader actually does that, whether they are the boss or not. You want to make sure that as you enhance yourself, you're trying to enhance others. I think one of the major things in being an effective leader is really not analyzing yourself and how wonderful you might be and how you can maybe boss and work other, have other people do what you want, but more having people around you be effective. If you're a person who, by your example, by your working with people, by being available, by your skill sets, you're helping them be more effective, then you really are a leader. This requires you to be flexible. You have to be flexible. You have to be responsible. You also have to be willing to accept when you make mistakes and give that as an example for others, and be a problem solver. Don't just kind of whine and go, oh, my goodness, look what's happened. Also, I think you want to be open to listening to others, because if you're going to be a leader, part of it is listening to others and hearing what's going on with them, and also learning how to do things yourself and how to do things more effectively. You also want to do all this without threatening the manager, and that becomes a major issue for anyone, meaning diplomacy is always a key. You don't want to be doing things where you're stepping on the toes of the manager, because he or she might get upset with you. So it does require, as a leader, that you communicate effectively, that you're tactful, that you're flexible, that your activities advance yourself, but they also advance and help others. So it's a big job if you really want to do it right. But if it's a natural thing for you to do, then you can clearly become the leader that you want to be within reason. There are those that are very happy not being the manager. There are very others that just take that role on, with others it's just kind of a natural kind of a thing. And don't expect because of that you're going to be treated specially. You might be, but you want to be really part of the team, seen as part of the team, seen as an integral, helpful part of the team. And then in a world where there are layoffs and people losing jobs, you really want to make yourself be needed and someone that the manager wants and other team members want to be around. It's an interesting role to look at and to even study and then try to implement.
Are we seeing an increasing trend where non-managers are power hungry might be too strong a word, but maybe there are those who maybe step on the boss's toes? Does that happen more often than in the past?
Well, I think whenever you have an environment where there aren't as many jobs available, and there's always going to be would-be Caesars, and if you don't have the role of Caesar, then obviously you can have a lot of problems. I have found, though, that those that make the attempt to step on the toes and cause the problem for the manager or the boss tend not to be successful, tend to lose their job along the way. And even if they succeed in getting rid of a particular manager, if that's a goal, they end up being at the wrong end. Being a team player, learning how to work with managers, difficult and easier to get along with, but any range of manager, that's part of being a leader. A lot of times people don't realize being a leader doesn't mean you destroy all the enemies or people that disagree with you. It's really finding ways that you can work as a team. Like, there's a great book on Lincoln called The Team of Rivals, how he was able to take a whole group of people that really didn't like him, tried to push him out, didn't think he was that bright, and he got them all to work with him. Now, we're not talking about necessarily being the president or being the manager, but it's very critical that you not be stepping on toes of bosses and managers. You might give advice, you might give ideas, but you're better to be sought out and have it be part of your role, because the manager has a role and you have a role, and you can be a leader within that role without stamping and pushing out the manager. And if you really want to be the manager, you're best to get along within reason with the manager. And if you have a manager you can't work with, then you're best to be looking for another job and not leaving, condemning, and yelling about the manager, but recognizing it was a bad fit and just try to find the right place for you.
And what about the complete opposite? We have non-managers overstepping their boundaries. And what about those managers maybe who do not exercise their authority enough? Do we see a lot of that these days? And how does that compare to those non-managers who cross the line, so to speak?
Well, I think you can have any combination of this. We can have the laissez-faire, even the distant democratic, if you will, leader that isn't even all that involved or just wants it to be what everybody agrees to. Obviously, systems like that, unless you have a particular core of workers, that is generally not going to work because you need the leadership. But when you have a manager who won't manage, then often that vacuum is picked up by team members, those that actually work for the person, but that actually do have respect for the goal, for the challenge, what is desired to be done, and will get together and work things out. That's not a good situation, but there are times that happens, and there are ineffective managers that know they have staff that can pick up the slack and will actually use that as they back out and don't do their job. But those are not good systems, and systems like that, the manager of the manager, if you will, can come in and have problems with the whole staff. Those are just really inefficient subsystems. And assuming it isn't like the person who owns the company, that you want to have, hopefully, that there will be a manager looking and seeing how the system works from top to bottom, not from micromanaging, but looking at it from goal setting, goal accomplishment, and the overall mission of the organization. But it can be a tricky thing, because effective systems are not, but when they work efficiently, it doesn't really show all the effort that goes into it and the factors of people managing, working together, working as a team, people knowing what their role is, and people being motivated to do their best. But overall, it's a good system when you have a good manager, but you also have a staff that has leadership abilities, and they're able to complete tasks and help other staff members and everybody working as a team. That's an effective organization. And Rich, those are hard to come by, and that has a lot to do where quietly and almost silently a manager is able to bring in the right type of staff that everybody can really work together as a team.
And Dr. Braccio, before we let you go, is there more of a struggle in today's world between managers and non-managers in the workplace, or is there more respect than what we've seen?
Well, it's pretty hard to say. It's kind of like you have, and it probably varies from day to day, week to week, year to year. I think right now I find there are more and more people interested in management. I find a lot of people that I see in my office, or we see here, really are trying to learn how to function more effectively in systems. Whenever you have a shrinking system, you're often going to have more people fighting and angry because jobs are being lost. If there's an economy, and the economy I think overall has been getting better, you're going to have a situation where people are working better, and you're going to tend to have managers that are able to build as opposed to trying to detract or make smaller. So I'd say overall right now things are not better, not worse than they have been. It's like kind of the old Charles Dickens, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. But as a whole, if a person, let's take the individual, if the person wants to be effective and they either want the role of leadership without being the manager, then they want to be in a system where they can function, and you have a manager who understands that, appreciates it, and they work within the limits. If they want to get ahead, they are best to be a leader, show those skills, have it be acknowledged by coworkers that see it, aren't threatened by the person, but see them as a leader and can get along with the manager and then can move up in the system. Mm-hmm. That's just the way these things work.
Yep. Dr. John Braccio, Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You can check out his website, drjohnb.com. That's drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Bye-bye.